There's certain things ingrained in our Northern Irish culture that make us a lovable bunch. I know we're biased, but there's certain things that make us a lovable bunch. We have our own unique foods, don't we? For some of us in some parts of Northern Ireland, we love crisp sandwiches. We love apple and Mars bar sandwiches too. We love potatoes, and we even have potato bread. And we also have our own local slang. When we instead of saying "How are you?" we'll say "What's the crack?" And there are certain things that are a part of our culture. There are many things that we love, but if you go all our places, you won't find crisp sandwiches. You won't find potato breads. And there are things that we love here that are popular, but you won't find in all our places. Because after all, citizens of different nations are different. According to verse 27, by our lives we're to show how good the gospel is. Paul says, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or you might see in your footnotes, in some of your Bibles, there might be footnotes that might say, another way to translate verse 27 is to say, only behave as citizens. Paul was writing to people who lived in Philippi, which was a Roman colony, and therefore they enjoyed Roman citizenship. To be a citizen of Philippi was to be a citizen of Rome, adopting the Roman life and its culture, but living absent from their capital. And Paul says, in a way they'll understand, live as heavenly citizens. Adopt a heavenly lifestyle while absent from your capital. Remember, citizens of different nations are different, and citizens of heaven are different too. We should be different to the people around us. When people move to our country from other places, they bring parts of their culture with them. And you're to live in Annalong as a citizen of heaven. You're to live as someone who brings a culture that the heavenly citizens bring. Today we're looking at Philippians, and the part we're diving into is at the beginning of a section which stretches from verse 27 through to chapter 4, verse 1. And in this section, Paul spells out what it means to be a heavenly citizen. Paul has already spoken about defending the gospel, verse 7, the proclamation and advancement of the gospel, verse 13 onwards, and here credit the gospel with worthy living. And today Paul shows us the way heavenly citizens should live when our church unity is threatened and when we face opposition from outside the church too. Lots of pressures within the church can threaten to divide us. Lots of pressures from outside can threaten to make us crumble. But Paul shows us the way that heavenly citizens should respond to these pressures. This should be the way heavenly citizens should live. Firstly, Paul says, stand together for the gospel. Stand together for the gospel. On the 11th of December 2004, over 5 million people joined hands to form a human chain across Bangladesh. This human chain, it stretched for over 650 miles of people joining together. This human chain made up of people of supporters of 14 different opposition parties. They formed this human chain in protest against their government, and it was designed to express their no confidence campaign. They were standing together for a cause. And likewise, Paul wants us to stand together for a cause. He wants the church to stand together for the gospel. Verse 27, he says he wants to hear the church standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. He begins by saying, stand firm in the spirit. He's reminding them that they don't have to create unity, but rather they already are united. This is something that God has accomplished by his spirit. Later in chapter 4, verse 1, Paul says, stand firm in the Lord. Their unity is grounded upon Jesus. They are his, and he's the common object of their love and affection and their faith. But in this passage, the same truth of their unity as a church is expressed differently. Here when Paul says, stand firm in one spirit, he's referring to what God has done in their life through the Spirit. Namely, God through his Spirit has called them to himself. And when he called them to himself, he's called them to one another. He's called them into his church. He's gathered them together. And now they should live out what they are. Yet sadly, in most people's minds, churches are divided. We more often disagree rather than affirm what we together believe. If we're honest, instead of standing with other believers and joining hands across denominational and cultural lines, we're too often we tear others down. We even divide over the most insignificant matters. But God has gathered us to himself and to each other. And so we're to stand together. In chapter 1, Paul has already thanked the Philippians for their partnership in the gospel. They've supported him. And here he urges them to stand together with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. What is to be the main thing? The advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what they're to keep at the forefront. Here when Paul says they are to be striving side by side, he uses an image that perhaps we don't immediately get because we're not in the same context that Paul was writing into. But they would have understood that Paul is painting the picture of an advancing line of Roman soldiers with their long shields before them as they stand side by side with their long shields before them. They form this wall, a wall before them, a roof over their heads as protection. And his point is, we're not to let pressures from outside the church divide us. Instead, we're to draw together in a deeper and stronger unity and charge forward. We're to charge forward with the gospel. We're too often, if we're honest with ourselves, we're too often we retreat and we like to keep it comfortable, to stay safe. If we're honest, we don't strive forward with the gospel. And yet heavenly citizens should be striving to advance the gospel in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, in our schools and sports clubs. We're to find ways of reaching people with the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord of all and Savior of the world. Even when the pressures within the church look like they could divide us, we're to keep the advancement of the gospel the main thing. It's been sad to see churches divide over insignificant matters. Because when we divide, we don't serve the advancement of the gospel. And surely to live as heavenly citizens means to stand together for the gospel. Perhaps it begins with together supporting this church's word ministry. Maybe standing together for the gospel means together finding ways of reaching your community.